Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Jay. I blog my Bible studies here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'd like to welcome you if you have decided to join me. And I always like to tell those that are close to me, those that I interact with, that we are the church, and we don't have to go to church. We are the church. So welcome, Body of Christ. And here we go in our study of Romans chapter 7. Or verse 1, starting now. Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. For the woman who has a husband is bound to the law, bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we've been delivered from the law, having died to that which we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and in the old, and not in the oldness of the letter. Okay, so what is Paul saying here? He's saying that he's speaking to those that know the Ten Commandments. And he starts to talk about a woman that's married to a man, and as long as that man is alive, she is bound to him. But if he dies, she is freed from him because he died. And then Paul goes on to say that we are dead to the law through the body of Christ. Well, the body of Christ was crucified, and we have become dead to that way of living, which is under the law. The Ten Commandments died as the ruling force in our life. Now, does that mean that the Ten Commandments are not to be followed? No, they're followed, but the method is changed. Comes the crucified and resurrected method of living life. We're not under the law of the Ten Commandments. It doesn't mean that we're not going to fulfill those laws, but it's the fulfillment of those laws will come through our crucified and resurrected state with Christ. Verse 4, therefore, my brethren, you also become, were dead to the law through the body of Christ. When we were in the flesh, sinful, now, we were in the flesh could refer to either being before we were born again or after we're born again. When we're in the flesh, the law has aroused sinful passions. But now, it says, we're delivered from the law. So the focus has changed. We have died to the law that we were held by, the Ten Commandments. And now, we serve in the newness of life and not in the oldness of law. Well, how does the newness of life come around? It comes around through the resurrection of Christ. So we were crucified with Christ. Our sinful passions were crucified with Christ. those sinful passions were brought into view by the Ten Commandments. Those sinful passions have been crucified with Christ, and now we serve in the newness of life, which is through the resurrection of Christ. Okay, what did I just say? We were crucified with Christ, and now we're resurrected with Christ. Now on to verse 7. Well, first let me say something about the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments are like a magnet. Think of them as a magnet that pulls sin into focus. A magnet that pulls sin into focus. And that was the cause of the Ten Commandments, was to show us where we were in error. When we did sin, when we as mankind were under the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, we would offer sacrifices as payment for that sin. Well, Jesus came and he became the ultimate sacrifice. And those sacrifices in the Old Testament were a picture of the sacrifice that would take place for us in Christ. And in Christ, we are crucified with him and resurrected with him. Now on to verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Quite the contrary. I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, "You shall not covet." But sin taking opportunity by the commandment produced in me all manner of evil desire, for apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me and it killed me. This is what Paul's talking about here. On the road to Damascus, he was struck down and he was risen, born again. In AA, they might call this the pink cloud experience. He was delivered from the law and he experienced freedom. Down the road in his experience, as being a Christian, he attempted to apply the law, the Ten Commandments, again. And that when he did so, he pulled sin from his flesh again. Okay. He finds later on that the source of his life is not the Ten Commandments, even though the Ten Commandments were good. The source of his life is the crucifixion and resurrection with Christ. So when he applied the Ten Commandments, it went back into its old purpose of pulling sin into focus. But now, we're not to live by that method. Does that mean that the Ten Commandments are bad? No. Does it mean that the Ten Commandments will not be fulfilled? No. What it means is the fulfillment of the law comes through our crucifixion and resurrection with Christ. Now on to verse 12. Therefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree that the law is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. I'm going to unlock what this means right now. The law is holy, but it pulls out sin. That's what the law is designed to do. And under the law, even if we attempt to live by the law now, the ways of the flesh, the sinful ways of the flesh, will manifest. Even though we are a new creation, if we attempt to be self-guided, we will do the things that we know that we shouldn't do because we are attempting to be self-guided. Now, here's the key. The old man is not good. The old man that we were, that is crucified with Christ, there's no good in him. The new man that we are in Christ, that's the crucified and resurrected. The old man is crucified. The new man is resurrected. The new man that we are has no power on his own. Even though the new man is good, he has no power on his own. And if he goes up and tries to do, and talk about the new man, that which is good on his own, he will fail. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. So the new man does not hold any power on his own and cannot be self-guided. The will is present, but that which is good I do not find. The old man is not good. The old man that we were, that Christ was crucified for, is not good. The new man on his own has no power. Okay, verse 19. For I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, the failure, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's how we're delivered, through our crucified and resurrected Christ. With mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. We cannot live this life under our own power. We are completely dependent upon God as a new creation in Christ. Thank you for joining me in the Bible study. I pray that you understand and that this Bible study helps you as it's helped me. And until next time, may God bless you. and be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.